Hello, morning. I'm calling about your school trip to London next March. I have some suggestions for your schedule. As you know, we leave at 8 on Sunday evening. On the Monday morning, why don't you start with a walk? You could stroll from Westminster to the House of Parliament. Your students will be able to see Big Ben. It's a classic. Then, I suggest you watch the changing of the guards at Buckingham Palace because it's near. Be careful, it takes place at 11 o'clock. You must be on time, otherwise you'll miss it. In the afternoon, what about some history with the visit of the Imperial War Museum? There's a video game exhibit at the moment. I imagine your students are fond of this type of things. Then let's go on a cruise on the River Thames. I'm not kidding. I think that would be fantastic on their first day in London. On Tuesday, do you want to go to Icknield Community College to meet their pen friends? I guess we can arrange this in the as the drivers, but it's not too far from London in Oxfordshire. Watlington is about an hour and a half away from London. You could spend the whole day there to discover their school and do some activities. On Wednesday in the morning, would you like to learn more about Shakespeare at the Globe? We could organise a special workshop there. What do you think? Whilst you're in this part of London, you should walk to St Paul's Cathedral. It is such a magnificent building. And then after lunch, we have a sports activity, something really British. You could try cricket. On Thursday in the morning, why not admiring the Rosetta Stone or mummies at the British Museum? Afterwards, would you like to have some free time in Covent Garden? The ideal place to buy souvenirs. And in the afternoon, how about the London Eye? The best panoramic view of the city. And then to finish, we have a surprise, but we'll keep it secret. Right, we should be back to school at around 1 p.m. on Friday. Well, let me know what you think about these suggestions. Bye-bye.